You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
They use their actions to show that they are willing to do any kind of thing for their Lord.
They use their actions to show that they're willing loyally to show to do anything loyally for their Lord. And this story clearly showed us
大卫的生命
the life of David
影响跟随他的人的生命
affects the life of the people who follow him.
我相信
I believe
这三个人
these three men
当他们把水打回来的时候
when they brought, drew the water from the well and brought it back,
他们是完成了不可能完成的任务
they have accomplished an impossible mission.
他们里面一定充满了喜乐
they must be full of joy inside them.
充满了满足
full of satisfaction.
他们
for them,
渴望看着大卫
to long to see David,
拿着伯利恒的井水
carrying that water from Bethlehem,
然后听他们解释他们这个拿水的过程是多么的艰难
and listen to them explaining how difficult it is for the process.
我能够想象他们把水拿到大卫面前的时候他们期待着大卫跟他们的对话
I can imagine that when they're bringing the water to David, they're expecting David's a conversation with them.
譬如说大卫喝一口
Maybe, for example, if David just take a sip,
然后就说这个真的很棒
And say, this is truly excellent.
啊，实在谢谢你们。
I truly thank you.
啊，你们真的不容易。
It's not easy for you.
可是大卫的反应不太正常。
But David's reaction was not normal.
大卫看到这个水。
When David saw the water,
他没有像我们这些基督徒啊。
He's not like us Christians here.
如果我们那个梦想成真的时候啊。
When our dreams come true,
我们一定会假属灵。
We will try fake and spiritual reaction.
我们就会说感谢赞美主心想事成
And we will say thank and praise our Lord what we hope for has come true.
现在该我好好享受一下
So now it's time for me to enjoy it a little bit.
他连谢谢这些人都没说
He didn't even say thank you to these men.
他做了什么事
What did he do?
他说我不喝
He said I won't drink it.
不喝，你想这个三个人难受不难受
？Say he's not drinking it. Do you think the three men feel good about it?
有个小孩有一次要表达对我的爱。
A child who once tried to express his love for me.
他就买了一个礼物送我。
He bought me a gift, a present.
那我呢，很不识相。
And I was not being smart.
既不会谢谢他。
I did not thank him.
又没有说哎呀我真的很喜欢
And I did not say I really like this present
我只跟他说
I only said to him
你送给我的是我第五个
And this present you give me is the fifth one I received
你知道后来我再也没有收过他的礼物
You know that I never receive any presents from him again
所以我心里在想
So in my heart I was thinking
大卫你没救了
David you're hopeless
以后再没有人会为你冒险了。
Nobody will risk their life for you anymore.
可是我错了。
But I was wrong.
大卫说，这水好像他们的血一般。
David said, this blood is just like, this water is just like the blood from them.
大卫不喝。
David would not drink it.
大卫不但不喝。
Not only would David not drink it.
大卫说，我要将这个水奠在耶和华面前。
And David said, I will place this water and pour it out in front of the Lord Jehovah.
大卫不喝已经让这三个人很惊讶。
The fact that David was not drinking the water was already amazing to these men.
是你说的你可想啊。
You're the one who said you long and wish to have those water.
现在我们拼了命给你拿回来。
Now that we risk our life to bring it back for you.
你不喝。
You don't drink it.
然后倒在地上。
And then you pour it out on the ground.
如果没有 江水奠在耶和华面前这几个字。
If there's not the few words that he poured it out before the Lord Jehovah,
这三个勇士肯定昏倒。
These three mighty men might have fainted, definitely fainted.
但是因为有浇在江水奠在耶和华面前这几个字
，because there is of the few words that he said, he poured his water out before the Lord Jehovah.
整个的局面就改变了。
The whole situation then changed the picture.
他们不会误会耶和华，误会大卫了。
They would not misunderstand David.
伯利恒的井水
，the well water from Bethlehem.
在大卫的眼里
，in the eyes of David,
这个时候是血。
At this time, it is blood.
是这三个人的命。
It's the life of these three men.
大卫为什么要浇奠在耶和华面前呢？
Why is David pouring this out in front of the Lord Jehovah?
因为大卫知道。
Because David knows.
只有神配得这样的牺牲。
Only God is worthy of such kind of sacrifice.
这三个人为这神所高的君王把命摆上。
And these men, three men place their lives out for the man who's anointed by God.
他们是为了神。
They do it for God.
大卫当然不敢喝这个属于耶和华的。
David, of course, would not dare to drink this that belongs to the Lord Jehovah.
这是大卫表现出他对神的敬畏。
And this is David expressing his fear for God.
也表现出他对三个人的珍惜和看重。
And this also expressed his emphasize and treasuring of these three men.
大卫这一个举动对这三个人来讲是最高的荣誉。
And this action is the highest reputation and glory for these three men.
因为在这个时候
Because at this time,
水跟这些人的爱
And the water and the love of these men
跟这些人的命
And their lives
根本不能相比
Cannot be compared at all.
大卫要把原来应该属于神的单单的归给神。
And David wants to give things that only belong to God, should be God, and just simply give it to God.
这是我们每一个人活在地上。
And this is each and every one of us who lives on earth.
我们需要学的。
Something that we need to learn.
我们永远不应该把别人应该对神的东西接受到我们的身上。
We should never take credit with the things that other people give to God.
听明白吗？
Do you understand?
做父母的，举个例子。
As parents, for example.
做父母的绝对不可以要求我们的孩子顺服我们，如同顺服上帝一样。
Parents should never ask our children to submit to us as they submit to our Lord God Jehovah.
听明白吗?
Do you understand?
我们的孩子只应该对神有百分之一百的顺服。
Our children should only have 100% submission to God.
我们的孩子对我们只能够是在主里的顺服。
Our children should submit to us only in the Lord.
如果你在教会服侍久了,
If you have served in the church for a long time,
你在教会有足够的爱心,
And in the church you have enough love,
你要非常小心。
You have to be very careful.
有人会爱你。
Some people may love you.
有人会尊重你。
Some people may respect you.
但如果那个爱和尊重
But if that love and respect
如果是应该单单属乎耶和华的
But if it only should belong to our Lord Jehovah
你一定要把它交给耶和华。
You definitely should hand it over to the Lord Jehovah.
你不能让弟兄姐妹
You should not allow brothers and sisters
爱你胜过爱神。
To love you more than they love God.
在这里
And here,
大卫不喝
David will not drink it.
他不喝
He will not drink it.
十七节怎么说
What does verse 17 say?
如此大卫不肯喝
And for this, David would not drink it.
这是三个勇士所做的事
And such were the exploits of the three mighty men.
有意思吗
Isn't that significant?
大卫的不喝
The fact that David would not drink it
是这三个勇士做成的
Were really accomplished by the three mighty men
听懂了没有？
Do you understand what it's saying?
大卫的不喝是大卫生命中一个非常美好的表现。
David's, the fact that David's not drinking is a great, a beautiful expression in David's life.
如果大卫喝了，
If David had drank it,
大卫就不是大卫。
David is then not David.
他是一个体贴肉体的人。
Then he's one who's considered the flesh more.
他是一个自私自利的人。
He's a selfish person.
大卫的这个美丽，
And the beauty of David here,
是三个勇士帮助他做出来。
Is helped by the, to accomplish by the three mighty warrior.
听懂没有？
Do you understand?
三个勇士真正成就的伟大的事情还不是他们冒水去打水。
The great thing that's truly accomplished by the three mighty men is not the fact that they drew water from the well.
是借着他们这样的摆上，他们也在成全大卫。
Is that through such kind of offering for them, they are also helping David to be accomplished.
这个时候的大卫，
David at this time,
跟扫罗是一个强烈的对比。
Is such a strong contrast to Saul.
扫罗是一直要抓，要要要要要要。
Saul has been trying to grab and grab and grab.
大卫却是一直要给神，要给神，要给神。
David, on the other hand, has been constantly trying to give to God, to God, to God.
这是大卫最美的时候。
And this is the most beautiful time of David's.
我常在想，
Constantly I'm thinking,
一个不好的丈夫啊，
A bad husband,
就是一天到晚要求他妻子，
Is from morning to night to ask something of his wife,
一直要，一直要，一直要。
Wanting, wanting, and wanting.
你帮我做这个，帮我做那个，装这个，你怎么样？你怎么样？你怎么样
？Do this for me, do this for me.
一个好的丈夫
，A good husband, then,
是能够把他妻子对他的一切
，is to treat everything towards the wife,
让他在神面前成为一个更讨神喜悦的人
，to enable her to become a person more pleasing to God in front of him.
求神恩待我。
May God be gracious to us.
从这个故事里面，
From this story,
不只是看见基督的美丽，
Not only to allow us to see the beauty of Christ,
更让我们对基督有一份爱心，
To enable, also to enable us to have a love towards of Christ.
十八节到二十三节，
Verses 18 to 23,
讲到有两个首领，
Talk about two leaders.
那在这里呢？
And here,
十八、十九节的原文呢、啊、
？In the original text of verses 18 and 19,
你们知道希伯来文呢、啊？它这个第一个，它是像中文一样，是从右边往左边写的。
And you know, Hebrews is almost like Chinese; it's writing from the right to the left.
第二是它是同样的，没有标点符号的。
And the same way that they do not have any marks or commas or all these exclamation marks.
第三呢，它的字母是你只要这里多点一点或者少点一点呢，意思就完全不同。
And the third point is that even if you put a small dots here or there, it will make the meaning totally different.
那这一段我们所找得到的原文，
And this the original text that we have found,
你就搞不清楚到底哪一个是对的。
So you're not able to discern which one is correct.
你们有兴趣的话，
If you're interested,
你会发现 NASB,
you will discover that NASB,
他的翻译
，its translation
说他是三十人的首领。
They said he is the leader of the 30 men.
NIV 的翻译
，the NIV translation
说他是三人的首领。
Say he's the chief of the three.
那么新的犹太人的翻译
，and the new Jewish translation，
他说他是。另外三个人的首领
said he's the chief of the other three.
真搞不清楚他到底在说什么。
So I'm not able to clarify what it's talking about.
后来我自己跟自己解释。
Then later on, I try to explain it to myself.
不管他是什么人的首领。
Regardless whose chief he is.
反正他就是首领。
The fact that remains that he's the chief.
而且这件事情一定不重要。
And also, this fact must not be important.
如果重要，圣灵绝对不会允许他搞得这么不清楚。
If it's important, the Holy Spirit definitely would not allow them to be so confused about it.
读圣经的时候
When you're reading the Bible,
要有一个谦卑的态度。
You must have a humble attitude.
什么态度呢
What kind of attitude is that?
就是圣经有些东西我们就是搞不清楚的。
Is that in some areas of the Bible there are things that we definitely cannot be clear about?
我们要尽力的把可以搞清楚的搞清楚。
We need to do our utmost to clarify those areas where we can be clear about.
但是有些搞不清楚的就是搞不清楚。
But there are points that we truly cannot be clear about.
我们就要乖乖承认我们搞不清楚。
We then have to obediently admit that we're not able to be clear about it.
那是亚比塞的故事。
That's the story of Abishai.
其实我们应该对他记忆还很清楚。
And actually, we still should have a good memory of him.
亚比塞他 的故事。
Abishai's story.
是记载在历代志上十一章里面的。
It's recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 11.
那他在沙摩尔记下二章到三章那里
And in 2 Samuel chapter 2 and 3
他跟他的兄弟
He and his brother
干了一件坏事
Did something bad
他们把亚尼尔杀了
They killed Abner
还记得吗
Do you remember that?
这样的一个人
Such kind of person
神怎么还纪念他做领首领呢
Why is God still remembering him as a leader?
他是一个很勇敢的人。
He's a brave man. He's a very brave man.
他也杀了300个敌人。
He also killed 300 enemies.
但是你知道他这个人脑袋其实不是特别好的。
But you have to know that this person's brain is not that good.
而且他很像我们中间很多人。
And he's very similar to a lot of people among us.
他很喜欢出意见的。
He has a lot of opinions.
你记不记得
Do you remember?
大卫有一个黑夜的晚上到扫罗的营地里去啊。
And David, during one dark night, he went to the campground of Saul.
撒母耳记上二十六章
First Samuel chapter 26
就是亚比塞跟着大卫去的
And it was Abishai who followed David
然后亚比塞说什么
And what did Abishai say?
现在就把大卫把扫罗干掉
Should we just kill Saul now?
大卫不同意
And David disagreed
他很喜欢出主意的
He's very keen on giving opinions
他后来看到扫罗死了
And later on when he saw Saul was dead
不是后来不是这个大卫逃命吗
And later on when David was running for his life
有一个人叫西面记不记得
A person called Simeon Do you remember him?
那个人一直在骂大卫啊
And his person was scolding, David all the time.
Oh, 这个大卫你活该啊。
He said, serves you right, David.
大卫你坏蛋啊。
You are a bad person, David.
一直在骂大卫啊。
He's been scolding David all the time.
亚比塞说什么
What did Abishai say?
哎，大卫啊。
Said David.
让我去。
Let me go.
我把他的狗头砍下来。
Let me cut down his head.
看他还能够说什么。
See what he can say.
你看他这个人意见很多的。
Look at this person, he's so keen in giving opinions.
所以我们如果从人的角度来看。
So if we look at it from the angle of man.
亚比塞是有一些功劳。
Abishai does have some merit in him.
他闯的祸也不少啊。
But he also got into a whole lot of troubles.
但是我们不懂。
But we don't understand.
为什么
?Why?
居然神给他这么高的评价。
That give him God actually gave him such a high comments, critics.
你知道这个告诉我什么
You know what this tells me?
这告诉我们啊。
It tells us that.
将来见主的时候啊。
In future when we see our Lord.
会有很多让我们吃惊的地方。
There will be many areas that will cause us to be amazed.
有些人你觉得哟他很爱主哦。
Some people you think that they really love the Lord.
哦他很服侍哦。
He serves a lot.
结果到主那边去，到时候就是马太第七章。
And when we went to the Lord in the end, it's just in Matthew chapter 7.
主说我不认识你们。
The Lord said, I don't know you.
那很伤感情的。
That's really hard on the feelings.
但有一些人我们觉得他不怎么样的呀。
But when some people, we don't think much of them.
特别是我们中间有一些人骄傲得不得了。
Especially there's some people amongst us who are so proud.
你怎么知道你骄傲得不得了呢？
How do you know that he's so proud?
因为你就是看张三也有问题，李四也有问题。
Because they criticize everyone, they see problems in every person.
就你自己没有问题。
You're the only one who does not have a problem.
这是标准骄傲的表征。
This is a typical emblem of a pride.
有一次一个小孩子问我
One time a child, a young person asked me
刘叔叔你怎么这么了解骄傲的人
Uncle Liu, how come you understand the proud people so much, so well?、
哎、我说你真笨啊
I said, you are really foolish
因为叔叔从小就骄傲嘛
Because uncle myself, I've always been proud when I was
since I was 我说骄傲的世上比你们有经验的多
I have so much experience in being proud
我们认为这个人不行
We think this person is not good enough.
那个人不行。
That person is not good enough.
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
搞不好到审判的时候。
In the end, at the judgment.
那上帝说他还不错了。
God said he's not bad.
那真的要把你气死，对吧？
But you will be so upset then.
让我们学习。
Let us learn.
我们现在不要去论断别人。
So let's don't try to come and criticize others now.
也不用论断自己。
And you don't have to judge criticize yourself either.
只等到主来。
Just wait until the Lord comes.
因为只有主最了解我们的一切的每一个细节。
Because only the Lord understands very well every detail about our life.
这个比拿雅。
And Benaya.
是另外一个首领。
Is another chief.
他生下来是要做祭司的。
And he's born to be a priest.
你看历代志上二十七章那里的记载。
And look at 1 Chronicles chapter 27's recording.
但是他却做了军人。
But he becomes an army.
然后他成了大卫的贴身侍卫的侍卫长。
And he becomes the chief of the close bodyguards of David's.
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
有一些祭司
and some priests,
后来成为了先知
and later on they become prophets.
譬如说耶利米
Jeremiah, for example,
以西结
Ezekiel, I'm sorry.
还有施洗约翰
and John the Baptist.
但是比拿雅
But Benaniah,
是唯一的一个祭司啊。
He's the only priest.
被记载。
Is being recorded.
变成了一个军人。
Has become a soldier.
他打了不少很有趣的战争。
He's fought several interesting battles.
他跟狮子打仗。
He fought with the lions.
那不是很好玩的事。
That is not something that's fun to do.
他不但跟狮子打仗
Not only did he fight with the lions,
他也跟那些很厉害的人打仗
He also fought with some very powerful men.
他是一个了不起的人、啊、
And he's a very powerful man.
他后来跟着大卫
Later on, he was following David.
所以到了大卫的儿子
And therefore, when it comes to the son of David,
就让他做了大卫君所罗后来所罗门做王的时候
So later on when Solomon was king
所罗门就让他做军队的元帅
And Solomon allows him to be the commander of his army
那这个首领的故事告诉我们什么呢
So what does the story of the chief tells us
他告诉我们
It tells us
不要在乎你的出身
Do not care about where you come from
神要怎么用你
However God wants to use you
神要怎么写你生命的故事
However God wants to write the story of your life
不是你自己想的
It's not something that you can come up with
神知道什么是最好
God knows what is best
千万不要以为做祭司是服侍神
And don't think that being a priest is to serve God
打仗杀人不是服侍神。
To fight the battle, to kill people is not serving God.
神要你做什么？
Whatever God wants you to do,
都可以服侍神。
You can serve God.
然后从24节开始。
And then starting from verse 24,
就列出了其他三十个勇士的名称。
And list out the 30 of the warriors' names.
那我们刚才已经讲过了。
And just now we have already mentioned.
三十个勇士。
The 30 warriors.
是大卫精英的特战部队的称呼。
And he's the special units of David's essence, the great warriors.
你如果读到第三十九节。
And when you read up to verse 39.
你就知道他们的人数数一数三十七个。
And you will know that when they were counted, they were actually 37.
不是三十。
It's not 30.
三十。
30.
有一点像什么呢？
What is it like?
像以色列的十二个支派。
It's just like the 12 tribes of the Israelites.
圣经里面一直讲以色列十二个支派。
The Bible has been talking about the 12 tribes of the Israel.
其实以色列不是只有十二个支派。
But actually Israel not only have 12 tribes.
听懂吗？
Do you understand?
你数来数去它都不止十二个支派。
However you count it, there are more than 12 tribes.
所以十二个支派是一个统称。
So that the 12 tribes is a general terminology.
表示全以色列。
To express to mean that the whole of Israel.
另外
and additionally,
12个使徒
the 12 disciples,
你知道不会读圣经的人吵架吵死了。
Those people who don't understand the Bible, they've been arguing about that.
因为他们不懂12个使徒的意思。
They don't understand about the 12 disciples' meaning.
不是讲有12个使徒。
It's not to talk about the 12, there are 12 disciples.
是所有的使徒。
But it's meaning all the disciples.
哎呀你去读那些解经的书啊。
So when we try to read the commentary,
有人说
Some people say,
马提亚不算。
Matthias does not count.
有人说保罗也不算。
And some said, Paul is not counted.
因为你怎么算都不是十二个嘛。
Because however you count them, they're not 12.
你如果懂得它是代表全部。
But if you understand that they refer to all of them,
以后就不要在这些事情上较之了。
Later on, then you need not to struggle over such issues.
二十四节到三十九节
，verses 24 to 39，
有一点像在学校里面的 honor roll，and
just like in the school's honor roll。
你们看过你们 honor roll 对不对
？Have you ever read your honor roll in school？、
荣誉榜哈。
The honor roll。
你到上面去看
，when you read them，
你看到这些有什么 high honor 高级？这个中文要怎么讲 ？high honor 是什么？啊？
最高
啊，最荣誉。
And the highest honor.
啊，然后 honor.
And then the honor.
他会不会告诉你他成绩几分呢、啊、
？Would they tell you what is their actual score?
没有的哈。
No, right?
就告诉你他在这个榜上。
And we just tell you it's on that row.
只要在榜上。
As long as you're on that row.
你就知道他很出色。
You know that they're excellent.
一个人只要列在三十个勇士的名单上
，As long as a person is listed in the among the 30,
他们就是出色
，They are excellent，
他们就是对王忠心
，They are actually loyal to the king。
他们个人的成就，我们并不是很清楚
，The personal achievement we're not very clear about。
他们蒙召是为着神的国度来征战
，They are called to fight for the kingdom of God。
他们忠心、尽心、竭力地打了美好的仗。
Loyally, and they do the utmost to fight the beautiful battle of God.
因为大卫是耶和华所高的王。
Because David is the king anointed by the Lord Jehovah.
所以他们就是为着耶和华的国度征战。
Therefore, they are fighting for the kingdom of our Lord Jehovah.
因为他们的征战。
Because of their battles,
以色列的百姓才可以有安息。
The people of Israel will then have rest.
耶和华记载他们的名字。
The Lord Jehovah recorded their name.
最重要的目的。
The most important purpose is,
是要让我们知道
is to allow us to know,
神纪念这些人。
God remembers these names, people.
你如果读新约圣经
if you read the New Testament,
你知道新约圣经也有荣誉榜。
And you know that in the New Testament, there is also the honorable role.
那新约圣经的荣誉榜
and the honorable role in the New Testament,
当然不是这些军事专家
because of not are these army specialists,
他们是属灵的 勇士。
They are the spiritual warriors.
你们有兴趣的话，你们去读读哥罗西书第四章。
If you're interested, go and read Colossians chapter 4.
七到十五节。
7 to 15.
那里有一连串的名字。
There are a whole list of names.
那是新约的荣誉榜。
That's the honorable role of New Testament.
罗马书十六章里面。
The book of Romans chapter 16.
有另外一些荣誉榜。
There's another list of honorable role.
腓立比二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
腓立门书。
Philemon.
都有荣誉榜。
Also has an honorable role.
你知道为什么吗
?Do you know why?
因为主耶稣在马太福音25章第40节。
Because our Lord Jesus in the book of Matthew chapter 25 verse 40,
王要回答说
,The king wants to reply,
我实在告诉你们
,I truly tell you,
这些事你们既做在我弟兄中一个最小的身上就是做在我的身上。
These things that you have done to the least of my brothers has been done to me.
这是何等令人鼓舞的事情。
What an encouraging thing that is.
但是同时我也要提醒大家。
But at the same time, I want to remind everyone.
在这个榜里面。
In this role.
约押不在里面。
Joab is not in there.
约押虽然是做了大卫多年的大元帅。
Joab, although has been the chief commander of David's for many years.
虽然在这一段的记载里面他的名字被提了四次。
Although in this part of the recordings, his name has been mentioned four times.
但他却与荣誉榜无关。
But he's not related to the honorable role.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为他不明白大卫的心意。
Because he did not understand the heart of David's.
他不体贴大卫的心肠。
He did not consider the David's heart.
他最后叛逆。
Later on, finally, he rebelled.
而丧命。
And then he lost his life.
这就是告诉我们。
And this is telling us.
神看重的不是一个人做什么事。
What God emphasizes on is not what a person has done.
神看重的是这一个人的生命。
What God emphasizes on is the life of this person.
三十九节
In verse 39,
很特别
Very special.
念一下
Read it, read that. And Uriah Hittite, there were 37.
再念一遍
Uriah the Hittite, there were 37.
你会不会觉得很奇怪
Would you find that strange?
荣誉榜上面最后写了一个人叫谁啊
And the honorable role, the final name that's mentioned is called?
为什么放在这里啊?
Why is his name placed here?
好像写圣经的人啊。
As if the person who writes the Bible,
要确保我们知道乌利亚在这个荣誉榜上。
As if he wants to emphasize that we know, ensure that we know that Urias is on this honorable role.
看到乌利亚你会想起谁啊
When you see Uriah, who would you remember?
想起大卫跟谁啊
Think of David and...
拔示巴
Bathsheba.
跟他老婆是吧
Uriah's wife, right?
你会想起大卫的失败
You would think of, remember the failure of David.
圣灵把这一节摆在这里
And the Holy Spirit placed this verse here.
三十个勇士的榜
On the 30 mighty warriors honorable role.
都是什么人呢、啊、
Who are these people?
这些人是到死都不会背叛大卫的保护者。
And these people are the protectors of David that they will not rebel against David till their death, to their death.
然而这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
最后这个在荣誉榜上的人。
This final person on the honorable role.
是大卫背叛了他。
It's David who rebelled against him.
圣灵在这里大声地提醒我们。
And David, the Holy Spirit here loudly reminds us.
永远不要把大卫当作偶像。
Never, never treat David as an idol.
不要把荣誉榜上的人当作偶像。
And do not treat all these names on the honorable role as idols.
教会历史上。
In the history of the church,
最大的悲剧
The greatest tragedy
就是当神使用一个人的时候
is when a person when God uses a person
就有一群人把他当偶像
There will be a group of people who treat him as an idol
无论是加尔文
whether it's Calvin
或者是尼托森
Watchmeny
都是神家里极大的悲剧。
These are all the greatest tragedies in God's household.
圣经里的荣誉榜
and the Bible's honorable role
是要我们记住
is want to enable us to remember
一切都是神的恩典。
Everything is from the grace of God.
历史不是人类创造的。
History is not created by men.
是神在写历史。
It's God who's writing the history.
就是像大卫这样子一个合神心意的人。
And it's just like David, one who's after the heart of God.
他需要神的帮助。
He needs the help of God.
他更需要神的赦免。
All the more he needs the forgiveness of God.
荣誉榜上最后一个人。
The last person on the honorable row.
给我们很多的回忆。
Give us a lot of memories.
圣灵同时也在告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit at the same time is telling us.
大卫虽然有最失败的软弱。
Although David has his failure, his great weakness.
然而大卫可以经历神奇妙的恩典。
However, David is able to experience the greatest grace from God.
你我一生都会有失败。
You and I, our whole life, we all have failures.
这些失败
and these failures,
可以让我们谦卑。
These failures will enable us to be humble.
保罗一生最大的失败
The greatest failure of Paul
是他逼迫神的教会
that he was persecuted the church of God.
哥林多前书15章第9节到第10节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verses 9 to 10
我原是使徒中最小的不配称为使徒因为我从前逼迫神的教会然而我今日成了何等人是蒙神的恩才成的并且他所赐给我的恩不是突然的我比众使徒格外劳苦这原不是我乃是神的恩与我同在
For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect.
最后这个人的失败，这个提醒我们大卫的失败。
Finally, this final name reminded of David's failure.
也是在提醒我们神的恩典。
It's also reminding us about the grace of God.
我们一辈子无论遇到什么失败
Our whole life, no matter what kind of failures do we encounter
虽然我们可以有神圣的忧愁
Although maybe we have holy sadness
我们甚至于难过到心碎
I mean we may be so sad that we're broken hearted
但是在神的恩典里
However, in the grace of God
神能够使我们透过这些失败成为一个谦卑感恩的人
God can enable us to, through these failures, become a graceful and a grateful and humble person.
所以我们要一生一世赞美感谢我们的神。
So our whole life will be praising and worshiping our God.
但愿在神的恩典里。
May we, in the grace of God,
我们中间有许多人。
Many amongst us,
将来在主的荣誉榜上。
In future, will be in the honorable role of God's.
我写讲稿的时候
When I was writing this,
差一点写成我们在琅琊榜上
I was almost going to write it onto another movie's role
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer
天父我们把这些话交在你的手上
Heavenly Father, we place these words into your hands
我们求圣灵用着这些话来对我们的心说话
We beseech your Holy Spirit to speak to our heart through these words
改变我们
Change us
光照我们
Enlighten us,
启发我们
to reveal to us,
让我们更多认识你
so that we can know you more,
更多认识我们自己
tend to know ourselves more,
好让你的旨意成就在我们生命中
so that your will may be accomplished in our life,
你的荣耀彰显在你的百姓中
that your glories may be magnified in your people,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.